Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr with another one of these exciting Business of Digital podcasts. Excited to have you guys join us, and I think we got Dave over there somewhere. Hey Dave.
I am here buried.
Well, lately. Yeah, it seems like that, like all of a sudden it's weird how it just kind of comes and just drowns you at times, and then other
school,
times.
School starting, holiday weekends, the start of fall, like
Wait, what'd you just say? The start
yeah,
of?
Yeah, I know. It's 100 degrees down there, whatever. The rest of us, though, I actually put on a sweatshirt the other day. So,
oh, no way. That's great.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you guys, all those that are not listening to us talk about the weather, we are going to, today we're going to kind of dive into a little bit of Instagram tools 101, if you will, and something Dave and I have been talking about for a while, and something that we use every day. You know, I'm always enjoying seeing the deers that Dave posts in his Instagram stories, and you know, you often wonder, especially when it first started, you know, like Instagram and a lot of social media, like, you know, you just had metrics such as likes, or oh, I got, you know, there's 40 people that loved that comment or whatever it was. And so, you know, there's times have vastly improved, Dave, from what we're able to track, or what we were able to track then, to what we're able to track now. And so,
you say that, and they're rolling away from showing that data to people.
That's true.
So, of course, you know, as we're digging into these different tools and talking about metrics and stuff, they're for mental health and you know, maybe other reasons too.
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, there's a lot more than just, you know, count likes, I guess, if you will, that or you know, just how much love a post is getting, that that we're gonna be diving into, and there's other tools too, Dave, that I found you know, that has nothing to do with that, but that just helps you with Instagram in general, you know. So that's what we're gonna be jumping into today. And just answer, you know, this, like, how much of, like, everyday use, every other day, how often are you using Instagram, Dave?
Me?
Yeah.
In the morning, lunch, I might check it, afternoon, evening. So I check it 4 times.
Perfect.
Ish.
You answered that exactly as I wanted you to, sir, because my point is you're on it multiple times a day, every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you're doing it to make yourself an influencer, Dave, no.
No.
Whether you're doing it to try to, you know, just share. Like with me, a lot of it started because I just wanted to share pictures with family that was far away. And, you know, that was an easy way to do it. Say, hey, just go check here. That's how you'll know what's up. Or whether you're trying to do it for business. You know, we're running campaigns right now with another one of my side projects. And we're keeping, an eye on everything that's happening. And so, you know, there's multiple uses for Instagram, which is my point. You know, you're using it for business. You're using it if you want to be, you know, build up influence. You're using it, you know, just for the personal, you know, things like that. And so I guess the reason I'm talking about all this is because there's many different tools for us to figure out how to use it better, how to do better with it. And if you're one of those ones that just wants to post pictures for your family to see, that's fine. You know, you don't need all of these tools necessarily, but those that are in business, those that are trying to make themselves an influencer, things like that, they should pay attention to these. And so, like I said, you know, maybe I'll just kick it off by starting off with one that I use all the time, that it's hard to live without, is Canva. And that's for a lot of the creation part of it. It makes it really easy to throw in images, throw in, you know, wording. Basically, it helps you be able to put out a professional looking image, one that would convert, one that would, you know, kind of share your message, if you will. And it's fairly easy to use. And again, they look really professional. So again, we're not just stepping into the analytics side of it. You know, we're stepping into that side of it as well. Also, a lot of times, you know, people want to know, or they want to understand how they can do better with what they're putting out there. They want better trend, you know, better information on what's trending, or, you know, what to pay attention to, or how can I use this better? And one of the first places that I would have them go to is called Social Insider. And so I don't know if you've done much with Social Insider or not, Dave? It's
all
right if you haven't. It's all right if you haven't.
No, I don't think I have used that one. I've used Canva, and if you go to the most recently, I used it for the conference pop-up stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I made like...
Oh, those look good.
Yeah, so I used Canva, and I'm the first to admit I'm a much better coder than I am writer, and I'm a much better writer than I am a visual designer person. Like, yeah. That is my... If you give me Photoshop or something like that, it's pointless.
It's dangerous.
I can make it automate. The most I can do in Photoshop and GIMP is automate resizing of photos that I take at things. Like, that's like literally all I can use them for. Otherwise, it's pointless. But I can use Canva. Okay. And there's other systems out there like it that I can use.
Awesome. Well, the reason I bring that up, though, is because, you know, obviously at Avalanche Media, we do a lot of visual marketing. And we turn a lot of data that's hard to read into something that's easy to consume. Of course, this is what Instagram is. You know, it's a visual platform. But the reason that I think Social Insider should be something that's on anyone like us's radar or in our tool bag, so to speak, because they have they provide data there that is very impressive. Like, it's sometimes in most cases, it's data that you can't find, or it's data that's a little bit newer anyway. The thing that I've seen over the years, Dave, with the visual, you know, stuff that we've done, whether you call them the micro graphics, you know, the smaller ones for Instagram or whatever, they do better when there's data that's up to date and unique and different than instead of going to Google and, you know, Googling whatever data you're looking for and, oh, I happen to find something from 2013. Well, that's the most recent I can find. Let's use it. You know what I mean? Not as good. So definitely put that one in your tool bag if it's not in there, Dave.
It is not. There's a reason why, for those listening, Matt is talking about Instagram. I use it, and if you ever look at my personal account, it's literally pictures of travel, kids, beer, and the crazy wildlife that lives around my house, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So that's why. I don't have much to say on this one.
Well, it's funny because you say that, but I actually, like, I really enjoy following, you know, your stories and stuff like that. And I think to a degree, you know, even people in our industry need to pay attention to doing it kind of like you're doing it as well, because it helps you see, like, the human behind this, you know, this person that's in your industry or that you go and see speak or, you know what I mean? Just stuff like that. I think it's super important for people getting to know that side of you or the individual, if that makes sense.
And I think that would be a good topic for future is the tips or just how different industries can or do or even people use stories versus posts. So
yeah, no, that's exactly
so noted. That will be in future one.
So, you know, and again, it's interesting that you mentioned how like there is a movement away from certain metrics and things like that for the sake of mental health and things like that people are seeing. But something that's interesting and you know, I don't know if you've met, probably not with your personal stuff, but we most certainly have done, you know, we've messed with these kind of programs with our clients, obviously, but I'm talking Instagram analytics. Now, when I first say Instagram analytics, Dave, you're probably thinking, well, how much more insider information does someone need than, you know, the amount of likes that they have on that post? But it's interesting because SmartMetrics actually has, you know, it can monitor your Instagram accounts for things like hashtags. It can monitor for just, you know, the general overall health of the site. It can help you connect to others. It can help you find others. So it's definitely another one that you should probably have in your tool bag. Something that you might find interesting that I've done with you know, maybe not necessarily this one, but other kind of metrics or analytical tools, is it's really helped me find, you know, with my photography, Dave, you know that I do a lot of the photography, and when I first started out, I would try, like, you know, just random hashtags related to photography that just I thought would, you know, spark something and get me lots of likes or whatever. And I remember my first several posts, you know, I was getting maybe like 20, 30, if that, likes on them. And you know, I just want to get obviously more exposure, you know, photography, that's what they need. And then I really started diving into some of these tools with the, you know, the hashtag part of it, you know, monitoring the different hashtags and putting it in the tool and getting different ideas and things like that. And it really did make a difference. And once I started finding like more of the hashtags that would go more appropriately with certain posts, you know, it started creeping up a couple hundred, and then, you know, 300 or 400. And then now with where I'm at on a lot of the posts, I can get, you know, 500-600 likes. And this is just like a little, you know, my little side.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah. And it's not all the time. Sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes I'll have a post of a lightning strike in a certain area, and it'll get picked up by the right, like the right person will see it because of a certain hashtag, and then another time it won't. But yeah, it's actually starting to get a lot better. And that's just from paying attention to simple, you know, analytics and using those tools. You know, you can research hashtags. You can research, they have like different case studies on a lot of these platforms that you're free to just dive into or whatnot, if you will. So, all right. Another one, Social Rank. It's definitely one to put in your tool bag.
Toolbox,
yeah, whatever.
Whatever you have.
I always think of that, you know, in Harry Potter, Hermione, and she has that bag that you could like stick everything in. I know I'm a nerd, but that's what I think of when I think of like the tool bag.
Maybe.
Dave's like, I've never seen Harry Potter.
I've seen lots of them. I just, yeah.
Never watched them in a row?
No.
Interesting. We just lost half our followers. Thanks, Dave.
No, we didn't. My wife's read every single book like 3,000 times, so.
Interesting.
Not me. I know. Anyway, sorry.
Well, no, it's all good. Other tools like Social Rank, they can help you like manage your audience and things like that. Again, just another good research tool. You can just lots of different tools on that. But another just basic analytic one, if you're looking for, is Mentor.io. And so, the one that probably is the most popular, at least in my mind, I'm thinking that because it's the one I've heard the most from everyone, Dave, is Owlmetrics. And I've never personally used Owlmetrics other than just testing it and looking at it for the show. But this is the one that I see most people looking at and using. And so there's lots of good opportunity there. It helps you obviously with understanding your audience better. So again, all those things that we've talked about, you know, like what to post, some of the best times to post, the different types of content that you should have, just everything that you can think of, just like how you distribute your stuff through, you know, just through geo areas and geo distribution and things like
geometric
that.
Magic, what?
Geo magic. Hey, a lot of this is magic.
Well, for me, I've used Mentor in the past, and one of the things about a lot of the tools, for those that either don't use Instagram or don't use anything, or maybe have used tools, always look for the free trial and kick it around and see. Yeah.
And every single one of these has them.
I think so, yeah. I was just looking. And some of them are, like, I'm looking at Mentor's site right now. You know, it's $9 a month. You know, and then there was the Smart Metrics, or one of them that you just said was, Smart Metrics for 3 accounts is $9 a month. And that's at monthly. So if you just want to use it for a month or two, and then, of course, you know, if you go yearly with every type of service, it's always cheaper.
Well, and a little trick, too, and I know you know this one, but it works almost every time, like, you know, you call up one of these guys and say, hey, you know, I have an agency, or I'm an individual and I work with lots of other individuals. And before I spend any money on this, I really want to see what it can do for me, even beyond just like a 10-day or a 7-day trial. You know, would you mind giving this to me for a month or whatever? And most of the time I've done that. They've been very accommodating and have done that for me. And I've been able to, in a lot of cases, ones that we really like, we'll just then keep paying for it after that.
Well, and for most tools that I test out, like I just had a trial for a crawling tool expire for me. I try to look at one tool a month because I know I'm going to be busy, or travel or kids or like back to school or whatever, I will have enough time to poke around to one tool a month. You know, I open it up when I first get it, and then I'll get that notice that says, hey, your 14-day trial ends in 2 days. Oh, all right. So the next day I'll make some time to go dig around again, and it'll give me a good enough idea to say, okay, does this fit into my flow? Is there enough value there? Will I actually use it enough for that $10 a month, for that $80 a month, or whatever it is? Is it going to save me time? Will I use it? And
No, you go.
I was going to say, from just using it once or twice, poking around, maybe watching some videos, I personally can usually get a good idea if it's going to make my life easier or not, and if I'm going to use it enough. Sometimes I clearly miss stuff. So that's why I said watch some videos, watch a demo, and have them walk through it. But for me, that's what I do for any type of tool.
No, that's great. And it also gave me the thing that I was going to say is that it reminded me of, if you really start getting into this and you start doing this, don't be a Matt. Don't do what I did when we first started. I would forget, and some would, go from trial to charging, and then, or some I would like, and I just kind of got lost in the amount of tools that I had, and I did an audit of it, and I was like, oh wow, I'm paying like, a couple hundred bucks a month for stuff that I don't even use anymore. And so just keep an inventory when you're doing a lot of stuff with tools, and kind of have a document where where you can look at and say, okay, I guess just maybe audit yourself with what you're spending, and make sure that you're using the tools that you have still. Because I know it may sound like something stupid to be talking about right now, but it's, after years and years and trials and different things, you get lost. You get lost at times. So, don't do that.
Well, and another tool that you didn't mention that saves my life with Instagram is Google Chrome Developer.
Oh.
So what you do is open up Chrome, go to the little three dots on the far right side.
Yep.
Click on More Tools.
Okay.
And Developer Tools.
Okay.
And then once that opens up, on the top left, there's a little thing that lets you select an element, or you can toggle your device. And so for developers and stuff that spend too much time with this open, you know about it, but otherwise a lot of people don't. And what you can do is it will reload the page as if you're on a mobile device. And for Instagram, if you already are logged in, you just have to refresh the page and instantly it thinks you're on an iPhone.
Hmm.
Or, a Galaxy S5, Pixel 2, you can be on an iPad Pro if you want to use more space. But then it allows me to, anything I make in Canva or anything I have locally on my computer,
right,
I can upload.
Oh, that's easy.
And I don't need a third-party service.
That's awesome.
So that's my favorite tool / kind of hack. And please don't take that away, Instagram, because that will screw me over. Because that's literally every time I upload stuff, except for my stories, that's pretty much where it comes from.
Gotcha.
Is my computer through this method. I've tried other tools. And they were kind of workarounds for using a desktop to get into Instagram. And honestly, this has been the most reliable one, at least until they take it away.
Well,
until Instagram.
Let's hope they don't.
I know. Well, all I have to do is sniff out the probably the device, and they could probably do it, but hopefully they don't.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's a perfect note to end it on. We've given them a good tool list of, the Chrome developer, you call it the developer? Extension?
Chrome Developer Tools.
Tools. So we got that. Don't forget, we got the socialinsider.io. We got, the one that we failed to mention too was Semrush. And Semrush has lots of good tools that help with Instagram as well. And then smartmetrics.co, socialrank.com, and Mentor. MINTER.io, and finally Alometrics. So you guys got a lot of fun stuff to start trying. And as always, if there's any questions that you have, Dave and I are here. Just reach out to us. Any final words, Dave?
Nope. I think whether it's whatever platform you're ever on, whether it's you're optimizing for Google or Twitter or Instagram or Quora or anything, every so often take a look at the tools you're using. And just kind of do some due diligence and say, are we using everything? Like I use Semrush, I use Ahrefs. Do I always use them to the full extent? No, I probably don't. So always take a look and see how you're using those tools and if there's something out there that might be better for how your company or your own internal processes have shifted. So, oh, yeah.
Perfect.
That's it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and look forward to hearing you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks.